live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the chair of DACC has written to the health minister calling for Letterkenny University Hospital to be included in the National Review of Specialist Cardiac Services. Support services for Ukrainian refugees in Donegal are facing major struggles due to the lack of public transport. Gardaí in the county are warning that wasting emergency services is putting lives at risk. A car stolen in Derry has been stopped in Donegal and the driver arrested. And the case against a man facing a theft charge related to the Michaela McAreevy murder investigation has been struck out. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news though, the Dáil will debate a motion calling for an emergency budget tonight. The government will present a counter motion saying October is the best time to make a meaningful intervention. Sinn Féin has said there isn't a time to wait. Party leader Mary Lou McDonald says people are struggling in the here and now.
There is no urgency in the response, and you say that you can't chase this matter month to month. I'm not asking you to. But I am asking you to recognise that families have to live and exist day to day, week to week, and they are struggling and struggling badly. For the life of me, I cannot understand why it is that you resist what is so obviously needed.
The chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care has written to the health minister calling for Letterkenny University Hospital to be included in the National Review of Specialist Cardiac Services. A leak from the draft document reveals that there is no mention of any cardiac services being in place in the northwest. It comes a mere number of weeks after it was confirmed that the angiogram service at Letterkenny University Hospital is to be retained. Betty Holmes, chair of DACC, believes patients need to have access to services based on clinical need rather than geographical location.
Are we going to say that this expert panel that gave the green light to Letterkenny Hospital and now it's not going to be good enough to be part of this review of cardiac services that will be published? That's just not acceptable. And if we're talking, our key point was again about clinical need than geographic location. The clinical need is in the angiogram service at Letterkenny Hospital, not in Dublin or Galway. For us, the review that started in 2018, there's a very, very key important point as well. Well, the whole thing is very, very serious. But if Letterkenny University Hospital angiogram services and cardiac services are not included in this report, then we have to ask, what does that say at national level that of the opinion that they have of the three-person expert panel that came up to review the services? Are we saying that when experts actually review services at Letterkenny Hospital that it's not worth the paper it's wrote on? Is their opinions and expert opinions and recommendations not acceptable?
Support services for Ukrainian refugees in Donegal are facing major struggles due to the lack of public transport. Summer programmes are being arranged for Ukrainian refugees living in Inishowen, but the lack of public transport is hampering access. Barry McLaughlin of the Inishowen Development Partnership says they are continuing to work with local groups to find a solution.
We have got that really long summer period here in Ireland where many people would be staying in Ukrainian-speaking centres. And that would inhibit their ability come September. You know, they might even slightly lose the English that they've had already, not be able to access adult English classes, and for the children as well, you know, that ability to go out, sustain those friendships and become part of the community here in Inishowen. Our challenge is transport. Now, again, throughout this period, we've been working with Localink to ensure that where transport is required and is not in place, that we have a process to apply for that. Up to this point, we've managed to bring a number of our Ukrainian hubs together for intercultural events. This has continued, of course, and that great commitment for those local groups to be involved has sustained. But we have found that during the summer, of course, where the school transport no longer exists, that there is a gap in provision. We continue to work with local MP, to find best solutions to those areas. But it is the nature of rural Inishowen and rural Donegal that the transport network doesn't connect as well as it potentially could. So at the moment, we have tried to find our solutions locally.
Gardaí are warning that wasting emergency services is putting lives at risk. It's after tyres and debris were set on fire last Thursday at around 11:50pm on the mountain road between Carndonagh and Buncrana. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says incidents like these result in valuable response times being delayed.
Fire services went and, of course, they attend these things at, urgently. But it was established that tyres and other debris had been set alight on the road. So that was obviously a deliberate attempt to set a fire. We have a bit of rain today, but we know in summer's past and springtime's past what can happen with fires and the damage it causes to the wildlife and even to property. Incidents like that where it requires the services of the fire services, it is reported because it's seen as very serious because it's taken a service away that may be urgently required somewhere else.
Yeah.
It could be a traffic accident, it could be a house fire, could be where people would, occupiers of a house could be in danger. There's valuable response time plus cost and all of that. Someone doing that deliberately for some reason, so we would ask anybody who was on in that area between 11 and 11:50pm, that's the mountain road out to Buncrana, to contact the guards in Buncrana on 932 0540.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Donegal Town are appealing for witnesses to a raid on a jewellery shop in October last year. Two people broke into Britain's in Donegal Town at around 3am on the night in question using a crowbar to open the front door. Once inside, the raiders smashed a number of display cases and stole jewellery, estimated to be worth more than €30,000. Sergeant Wallace says Gardaí are urging anyone with information to come forward.
There was an appeal on Crime Call there last night about a fairly substantial robbery or burglary that was in Britain's in Donegal Town back last October. You can watch it back there on the RT player, but it basically shows these guys going in. They knew exactly what to do with the door, and they go in and break down through the cabinet. And he told me at the time, the injured party, they walked past a lot of valuable watches and stuff to get what they wanted to get.
Okay.
And they were literally in and out in 3 minutes.
The case against a man facing a theft charge related to the Michaela McAreevy murder investigation has been struck out, his lawyer has said. 52-year-old Sandeep Mania, who was previously acquitted of Mrs. McAreevy's murder, was charged earlier this year with conspiracy to commit larceny in relation to the Honeymooners hotel room in Mauritius. The 27-year-old was strangled in her room at the Legends Hotel on the Indian Ocean Island on January the 10th, 2011. Fears over the future of Muff Garda station remain. The Garda press office yesterday confirmed that there are no plans in place to close the Garda station. However, Gardaí are being redeployed from Muff to Burnfoot, which has caused much concern in the local area that that would result in the closure of the station. Councillor Terry Crossan says the conflicting messaging needs to be clarified.
I had a conversation with Superintendent Goretti Sheridan last week, and when I asked her, was it true that the Gardaí who were currently attached to the Huff Gardaí station were being redeployed, she confirmed that to me, and she gave me the reasons. She said that they were under resourced and that they were being redeployed to the barracks in Burnfoot. She mentioned that there was a yard there which helped them for the storage of vehicles, and it was a secure yard. She mentioned that she had to take into consideration the travel arrangements for a number of officers. Now, I welcome that. That if it's not been changed, if these Gardaí aren't being redeployed, I welcome that, and the community will very much welcome that also.
The Garda press office did say that the Muff Garda station wasn't being closed, but the redeployment of this staff, it points towards that it would close, so the pressure must remain on now that this is followed through on.
Absolutely. I have emailed Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn. I have spoken to my colleague, Councillor Jerry McMonigal, who is the chair of the JPC, and I intend to possibly have an emergency meeting of the JPC to get clarification on this.
Investigations are underway in Derry following two burglaries and an attempted burglary yesterday, which are believed to be linked. A vehicle stolen during one of the incidents was later stopped by Gardaí in Donegal and the driver arrested. Emma Ryan has more.
Police received a report shortly after 7 a.m. yesterday that entry had been gained to a house in Riverview Terrace sometime overnight and purses containing cash taken. At around 9:30 a.m, it was reported that a man tried the door of a house in Haysbank Park, but he was unable to gain entry. Later, at 11:40 a.m, police were informed that the keys of a grey Suzuki Vitara were taken from another house in Haysbank Park and the vehicle stolen. It's believed this vehicle was stolen sometime between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. and may have been involved in a collision on Craigavon Bridge at around 7 a.m. It was later stopped in Donegal and the driver arrested by Gardaí. Police are appealing to anyone with any information relating to the burglaries or crash to come forward.
The government has approved new laws to speed up the process of compelling schools to provide special classes. The Education Bill 2022 will allow the minister direct a school open one within 6 to 8 weeks of being notified about a lack of places in the area. Government intends the law to be passed through the Dáil ahead of the summer recess, so it's in place for September. Education Minister Norma Foley says it's important the needs of students are met.
The primary objective of the Department of Education, and I would say schools also, is to cater to the needs of the students. And we do have a number of students who at this point don't have accommodation in schools going forward for September. It is our absolute and primary and singular objective that those students will be accommodated. But to do that, we need to do it in a spirit of cooperation with the schools.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Munster will renew acquaintances with Toulouse in the pool stage of next season's Heineken Champions Cup. They've been drawn to play each other in Pool B, with Munster also facing Northampton. Toulouse beat Munster on penalties in last season's quarterfinals. Also in Pool B are Ulster, and they'll play Seal and defending champions La Rochelle. Leinster, they'll be facing Racing and Gloucester in Pool A. And in the Challenge Cup, Connacht have been drawn to play Breve and Newcastle. Elsewhere, Bundy Aki says it's an honour to captain Ireland in the first game of their New Zealand tour tomorrow. Now, the Connacht centre has been handed the armband for the match against the Maori All Blacks. Ireland will be without lock Ian Henderson for the tour after he sustained a knee injury. No replacement has yet been drafted in by head coach Andy Farrell. In tennis, Rafa Nadal took the first set of his Wimbledon first round match with Francesco Cerundolo. The second was going with serve a short time ago. Last year's beaten finalist Matteo Berrettini has been forced to withdraw after testing positive for COVID-19. And 18th seed Gregor Dimitrov has had to retire his match with Steve Johnson. Two-time women's champions Petra Kvitova lost the first set of her match with Jasmine Polina, but the Czech is up a break in the second. Earlier top seed Iga Świątek stretched her unbeaten run to 36 matches by beating Jana Fett in straight sets. 11th seed Coco Gauff needed three sets to beat world number 54 Maria Gabriel Rus. And there was also straight sets wins today for 4th seed Paula Badosa and 5th seed Maria Sakkari. Serena Williams will be the last match on centre court this evening, playing Harmony Tan. In soccer, Republic of Ireland goalkeeper Mark Travis has signed a new 4-year contract at Bournemouth. The 23-year-old played all but one of the Cherries league games last season as they gained automatic promotion back to the Premier League. And Gabriel Jesus has completed his medical with Arsenal. The Brazilian striker will sign a 5-year contract at the Emirates, with Arsenal paying Manchester City €52 million. And Romelu Lukaku is expected to arrive in Milan this evening ahead of a loan move back to Inter. Chelsea will receive €8 million for a player who they bought from Inter for €115 million just 12 months ago. And Japanese midfielder Takumi Minamino has left Liverpool to join French side Monaco. The 27-year-old spent 2.5 years at Anfield, earning a Premier League winner's medal during his time at the club. Manager Jurgen Klopp described Minamino as a coach's dream. In golf, Seamus Power and Shane Lowry have been paired together for the opening round of the Irish Open at Mount Juliet on Thursday. The pair joined six-time winner on the European Tour, Tyrrell Hatton. Paul Dunne's the first Irishman out at Mount Juliet. He partners Scotland's David Law and South African George Coetzee at 8-10. Jonathan Caldwell, he's out 10 minutes later. And Patrick Harrington tees off at lunchtime. He's partnered by Lucas Herbert of Australia and Belgium's Thomas Peters, while Cormac Sharavan is in the last group to tee off. He goes off at 2:30. In cricket, Ireland will be looking to level their T20 series with India this afternoon. Malahide sold out for the second international and play is just underway. India a short time ago were 30 for one after four overs. And the International Cricket Council has congratulated Owen Morgan on his international career. The Dubliner has captained England's limited overs team for a decade and led them to the 2019 World Cup. Morgan announced his retirement from international cricket. And finally, in motorsport, Formula One have condemned former world champion Nelson Piquet for using racist language towards Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton. The 69-year-old, who won the title three times between 1981 and 1987, referred to the British driver with an offensive term on a podcast. Formula One bosses say discriminatory or racist language is unacceptable in any form. Hamilton has tweeted to say archaic mindsets need to change, adding he's been targeted by such attitudes for his whole life. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And we're turning to some news. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for witnesses after a black Lexus car was set on fire. The vehicle was set on fire at around 12:35 a.m. yesterday in the Ballyarrell area of Killygordon. The fire services attended the scene and extinguished the blaze. Anyone who observed suspicious activity or a black Lexus in the area or anyone who travelled in or around the area is asked to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny. Work is progressing to strengthen and enhance communication and governance links between Letterkenny University Hospital and the Seeltar University Healthcare Group. A number of on-site workshops have taken place, facilitated by EY, dealing with the future vision, mission and values for the hospital and Seeltar, as well as future governance and communications and engagement. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
They heard from staff who discussed current challenges and who worked together to develop a draft strategy to establish core principles and priorities that aim to strengthen the communication model for the future. Tony Canavan, CEO of Seeltar University Healthcare Group, says the strategy sets out how they will engage and communicate with staff, patients and other stakeholders, ensuring staff in the community are aware of wider changes and plans developed to drive sustainable change. Sean Murphy, Hospital Manager, Letterkenny University Hospital, meanwhile confirmed that a working group is developing a plan for a detailed roadmap to help develop structures, processes and culture to better support staff.
An East Donegal cycling group has welcomed improvements made on the Ballybuffet to Donegal Town Road after they raised safety concerns. Earlier this year, Finn Wheeler Cycling Club launched a campaign for a hard shoulder to be added to a 750-metre stretch known as McGrory's Brae. A side road has now been made usable, but cyclist Brian McElhinney, speaking on today's 9 till noon show, believes more needs to be done to ensure all road users' safety.
So as you're travelling in the direction of Donegal Town, at the bottom of the hill there's a little side road. It's not signposted, but what the council have done in the interim, they have tarred and chipped it, and it's actually finished fairly well. So it's good enough for road bikes, like tyres that are sensitive to puncture. So we've started using it as a club, but now we've asked the council put some signage there because there's other people that are not from the area cycling up McCrory's Brae still, and they're at risk.
Yeah.
So we've asked the council, please put signs there, but we're still insisting on the hard shoulder, both sides. So when we're coming from Donegal Town to Ballybuffet, there's no hard shoulder. Again, you have to pull out into the carriageway. It's on a corner.
And if you're travelling from sort of Mizzen to Mallon or Donegal Town to Ballybuffet,
yeah,
you have to cross the road, do you, to access this track, or is it really a one-way up the hill track?
Well, it's safest when you're travelling on the Ballybuffet to Donegal Town direction. You can go the other way, but you're crossing over twice, so there is a risk. Obviously, travelling up the hill, you're going to be travelling slower, so there's a higher risk. People want to overtake you, and that's what happened last October. But we're here welcoming what's done. It's a good interim measure, but we're pushing for the bigger project. I was speaking to the engineer this week, and it's been progressed at design stage. There's procedures, there's steps, and like they're working towards maybe getting funding for 2023, but we've seen these too many times before. It takes years.
With an eye, sunny spells and widespread heavy showers for the rest of today. Some of the showers may be thundery with highest temperatures of 16 to 18 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, the Chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care has written to the Health Minister calling for Letterkenny University Hospital to be included in the National Review of Specialist Cardiac Services. A leak from the draft document reveals that there is no mention of any cardiac services being in place in the Northwest. Support services for Ukrainian refugees in Donegal are facing major struggles due to the lack of public transport. Summer programmes are being arranged for Ukrainian refugees in Inishowen, but the lack of public transport is hampering access. Gardaí in Donegal Town are appealing for witnesses to a raid on a jewellery shop in October last year. Two people broke into Britain's at around 3 a.m. on the night in question using a crowbar to open the front door. And fears over the future of Muff Garda station remain. The Garda Press Office has confirmed that there are no plans in place to close the Garda station. However, Gardaí are being redeployed from Muff to Burnfoot, which has caused much concern in the local area that that would result in the closure of the station. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Obituary notices for Tuesday evening, June 28th. The death has taken place of Anthony McGrenya, Listolan, Letterkenny, and formerly Carrick, Trenta. Anthony's remains will be reposing at his home from 12 noon tomorrow and Thursday. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 a.m. going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to Conwall Cemetery. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, please, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Maura Patton, Mullen Drait, Stranorler. Remains reposing at her late residence this evening from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Drumkeen Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Barnes View Ward, care of any family member. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Gilday, Cavan Ray, Silverstream, County Monaghan, formerly of Stranalough, Glenties, County Donegal. John's remains will repose at his late residence until removal tomorrow to arrive at St Patrick's Church, Tye Holland, for funeral mass at 2 p.m. Funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family and friends, please. The death has taken place in Thailand of Paul Sweeney, Derry Beg, Gwydor. Paul's remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow and Thursday. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, on Friday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member, or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. House strictly private to family only. The death has occurred of Dolly McCall, Mahary, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home, with rosary today at 9 p.m. and reposing tomorrow from 2 p.m. with removal at 6 p.m. going to St Cronus Church Dunloe to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sam Graham, Perth, Western Australia, and formerly of Momeen St Johnson. Cremation will take place in Perth, Western Australia. The death has taken place of the Very Reverend Brian Quinn, PP, Church of the Irish Martyrs, Parish of Ochan and Inchin, Ballyrain, Letterkenny. Father Brian's remains will be reposing in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, today until rosary at 9 p.m. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, which can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.